we're looking at 52, and 52 of the best National Saloon Stock Car drivers out there are around. I mean, just looking down the list here, I mean, obviously you've got Simon Welton here, currently world, national, English and UK champion. I mean, obviously he's the man to beat, there's no doubt about it. You've got Shane Davis, who's the British champion. Running through the list, you've got Willie Scholes Jr., who at the moment is the defending European champion. And of course, Dean Mays from the Diss area, who's the national points and the ORCI champion as well. That's not including David Aldis from Diss, of course, who can never be discounted from events such as this.
No, and while Shane Davis tops the rankings in the National Points Championship at the moment, you mentioned David Aldis there. Last two times at this race, the European Championship was held at Mildenhall. He won it on both occasions.
There you go. Now, if he was to win on Sunday, that would be quite a unique triple, to be quite honest with you. And there's no reason why he couldn't. David has always been there or thereabouts. He's always regarded as one of the top drivers in National Saloon Stock Cars. It's strange. He's still a young guy, but I tend to think of him as a veteran nowadays. Yeah. I mean, I remember his father. On his day, you know, he's pretty much unbeatable, and there's no reason at the moment why he shouldn't take that on Sunday, apart from another sort of 50-odd guys who are determined to win it as well.
Currently 11th in the rankings, but obviously we can't discount him. Their big race is Sunday, is that right?
It is Sunday afternoon. Obviously, there'll be heat races Saturday evening, but the big race is Sunday afternoon. Hopefully the weather's going to be on our side, but then again, you know, the weather may play a factor in this. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it works out.
And just an incredible lineup all around. In addition to the National Saloon Stock Cars, you've got the Brisker F2s, you've got historic stock cars, you've got bangers this weekend as well. Let's look at the Brisker F2s. A dozen drivers from Holland are going to be joining a field of 80.
This is it. We're absolutely fully booked. We cannot take another single Brisker Formula 2. We're absolutely ramped. The books are absolutely full up. And as you say, we've got basically really there 12 of Holland's best. I mean, including, you know, number H30 Toon Shoot. Now, I mean, Toon has been racing for many years, certainly on this side of the UK. He even won a British title here at King's Lynn, you know, sort of 10, 15 years ago. Mildenhall, he knows probably better than a lot of drivers. And he brings his fellow countrymen over here who all have experience racing on the shale. Shale tracks have become more commonplace in Holland now, so these guys are competing on an even keel.
34 historic stock cars this weekend as well.
I know, that's quite mouth-watering as well, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, there's some fabulous machinery there. There's no doubt about it. It's their first sort of proper run out, really, on the big stage at Mildenhall, and I think it'll be superb. I mean, just looking down the list of cars there, I would think we've probably got just about everybody that's on our books booked in for that meeting. It's a fabulous response for them to be turning out. And of course, for any race fans, you'll see every type of car you can imagine that has been used in stock saloon racing, from the Triumph to the MG Magnet. There'll be one or two Anglias out there. There'll be all sorts of bits and pieces. And I think on a levelling track such as Mildenhall and on the shale, I think their racing is going to be fantastic.
And as far as the National Bangers are concerned, they stage their pre-90 Suffolk Championship this weekend. The field at the moment, I think you've got 14, but you're taking more. But you've been telling me this is a who's who of banger racing at Mildenhall this weekend.
It really is. As you say, at the moment it's 14, but I'm sure those numbers will go up over the next few days. I mean, just looking down the list here, you've got Dave Vincent there. I mean, Dave knows just about every piece of shale there is on that track, I would think, after all these years. Sean Gallagher. Now, I mean, Sean, really back in the 80s, I'm sure you won't mind me mentioning this, he was part of the famous Warriors Banger racing team. Now and again, they come back out again and still show us how it's all done. So I think a lot of fans are going to make their way to Mildenhall just to see Sean in action over there. Of course, you've got David King. I mean, King, he's got nothing to prove. He's been there and done it all on the big stage. It just goes on and on. So I think probably every class this weekend, you're going to see some fantastic racing.
And just a super event for Mildenhall Stadium and for the spectator that goes along.
It is. I mean, as you said, it's been staged there for several years now. This is the first time it kind of comes under our umbrella. There's been a number of improvements made at the stadium since we took over sort of last September. I think the drivers will appreciate that, certainly over the weekend, with the improvements in the pit area, with lighting, better drainage, a better surface, more opportunities to get water and things like that. We're constantly working on the stadium. There's a lot more we want to do, but it takes time and money. So holding events like this, we can see other areas that we probably need to invest in, and so it will go on from there. But the idea is that this event will just build and build year on year.